Hello, hello. Mic check. Hi. Welcome back to that's really weird. Welcome back to my podcast. Thanks for checking in. Today, we're gonna get right into the topic because today is Thursday, late Thursday night, and I need to get ready for school. In a little while, so we need to go quickly here. Excuse me. Well, today we're gonna be talking about Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Blackwell, and how they started the woman suffrage, and like they created the path for women to vote. So we're talking about this since it is March. I was going to talk about Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King and all the other black leaders, but it's not Black History Month. So we're going to be talking about women. Now, as I said before, Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Blackwell, they started the journey for women to vote. And the funny thing is, they didn't live to the point where they can experience and see women voting. Now, Susan B. Anthony died in 1906, and women were eligible to vote in 1920. So, Susan B. Anthony wasn't alive to see them voting, neither was Elizabeth Blackwell, because she died in 1910. Now, I'm going to read a section off of a book about Susan B. Anthony, and it's the heading, and it's basically just explaining what she did. Okay. Susan Brownell Anthony, February 15th, 1820 to March 13, 1906. Better known as Susan B. Anthony, was an American writer, lecturer, lecturer, oops, lecturer, and a botanist who was a leading figure in the women's voting rights movement. Raised in a Quaker household, Anthony went on to work as a teacher. She later partnered with Elizabeth Cady Stanton and would eventually leave the National American Woman's Suffrage Association. So this is the heading of Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton. Okay. In 1851, Susan B. Anthony attended an anti-slavery conference where she met Elizabeth Cady Stanton. The pair established the Women's New York State Temperance Society in 1852. Before long, they were voting for women's rights, forming the New York State Women's Rights Committee. Anthony also started pensions for women who have the right to own property and vote. She traveled extensively campaigning on behalf of women. Now, Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Blackwell, they decided that they will not only protest to get women's rights so women can, like it says in the passage, Anthony also started pensions for women to have the right to own property and to vote. So they're working for women to own property, not just men, and for women to vote. And they're willing to go to jail even though they're protesting against something that is wrong. Now, they were very confident and they believed that this would happen. They wouldn't care. They didn't care at all if this would happen after they died, which did happen. But they wanted the future for women to be great and glorious. So all the children that look forward to voting when they get older, they don't have to think about what they thought about. They didn't have to think about, oh, only men's gonna vote. Only men are going to vote. So they changed the future for women, especially me, because I am a woman. Well, not yet, but I am a female. And I am personally excited to vote when I get older. And I'm excited to see, and share my opinion. Because it's sort of maturing us to be forming our own opinions. Like, I already have opinions about the president right now. Obviously, you won't share them, but I already have opinions about that. So, like she decided that whether or not she would have died before this happened, she would still stick with it. So that's why they did all these protests, all these conventions, all these things to show that they care. And it's crazy how only two people can start a whole movement and get a law changed from one opinion to the other. It's crazy, isn't it? Now, there are many other women figures, and I might talk about them a bit more this week. Not really this week, but this month. Now, this week, I want to sort of go into immigration and the wall that Trump is built, like planning to build. So I might do that as my topic for Friday, but I don't know for sure yet because I don't know if I want to get into that much detail about it and show my opinion about it. But I might do it because I do have a voice and I'm doing this podcast so I can share my opinion and share my voice. But this is all for today. I'm quite thirsty and quite tired, and I have to research about a spring garden that I'm starting. Me and my mom are going to start my spring garden, and it's gonna have basically everything that we usually eat. And I don't know how far it's gonna go because obviously you cannot grow some carrots within 2 days. It takes years to grow them. But I'm pretty excited for it. And I might as well, since I'm here, I might as well give you the list of things that we're going to grow. It's quite a lot. But I'm really excited for it. Okay, I have to get rid of it. It's written. Here we are. So we're gonna grow mini carrots, not full grown carrots, but just like the little round carrots that usually come in containers with ranch. But the thing about that is we have to wait till April because I read it on a website about the mini carrots and how to grow them that the soil has to be at 40 degrees or above 40. And I looked at the month's temperature. Let me go back to that maybe if I still have it. Yeah. So, March, the high is going to be 56 all month. So then the low is going to be 34. And that's like the average. So then April, the low is going to be 44. So it is obviously better to do it in April when it gets a little bit warmer. So that we might, because our next thing on the list is not really next, but grapes. And the American grapes sort of grow better and like summer. But since they take so long to grow, then I might as well plant them now. Like, you know what I mean? So, yeah. But then the grapes said that you can plant them 2 or 3 months before your first frost. And I'm sort of worried about that because our first frost happened like way back in January. Not even December, January. So, I don't really know if that's gonna be a big problem in this, but back to our list. I'm going to grow mini carrots, flowers, grapes, basil, and cilantro because my mom asks for them because she uses them for cooking. So, then some mini strawberries. And I'm not gonna research too much into it today because it is currently my bedtime, 9 o'clock. Well, I usually get into bed by 9:30 or something. But I'm not gonna research too much about it. I just wanted to get this podcast done so I don't have to worry about it tomorrow when I'm recording my next podcast. But thank you so much for listening to this. I really want to say thank you to all you guys because this might not seem like much, but I currently have 3 plays on the Out of My Two podcast. Hold on. I posted another podcast. Let me see if that got any plays because I haven't looked at it yet. Okay. Yep. I have 4 podcast plays out of the 4 episodes I have on my channel. But I'm going to promote them a little bit more on my Instagram accounts so that we could get some more plays. Because I really want you guys to hear my voice. And please spread this out to your friends so they can also hear my voice because I want to give it out to a lot of people. You know what I mean? But thank you guys so much for listening to this. Hope you guys tune in on Friday. And, I still haven't figured out my outro yet. But I guess you'll be listening to me on Friday. Bye.